Deployed: How Reservists Bear the Burden of Iraq, by Michael Musheno and Susan M. Ross. Published by the University of Michigan Press, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Copyright by the University of Michigan, 2008. I don't know what you're going to write in your report or anything. It's just to let you know that, and even I'm pretty sure not just for the reservists, but even for the National Guard, being a citizen and an active duty member, it's one of the hardest jobs, bar none. I mean, people may say, I have a hard job, I work on brain surgery, blah blah blah. Well, that's fine and dandy. But when you've got to be a citizen one moment, and then 12 hours later, you've got to jump in a uniform and be called up overseas, or to an emergency, leaving your family behind, that takes a toll on you. I've been in the reserve for 16 years. Like I said, the first 12, I never thought I'd see any action. Boom, I saw two back-to-back deployments. So I just think being a citizen soldier is just one of the hardest, or the hardest job in the United States, I believe. Ian Farber, non-commissioned officer, U.S. Army Reserve. Preface. We came to know the members of the 893rd Military Police Reserve Company and to collaborate on this project through circumstance. In 2002-2003, we were colleagues at Lycoming College, Michael as a visiting professor at his undergraduate alma mater, and Susan as a permanent professor teaching across the curriculum. Within the intimacy of this small liberal arts college, Susan had student reservists called from the classroom who, by the time Michael arrived, were serving on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan.